From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Christmas is being celebrated around the world. It was a bittersweet holiday for Christians in the town near Mosul from which they'd fled 2 years before in a church still marred by damaged crosses and jihadist graffiti. Sunday's mass brought residents home for Christmas, but did not change the fact that they're still displaced and longing to return permanently. Meanwhile, in Great Britain, a palace spokesman says Queen Elizabeth canceled her departure for a trip to her country estate because she and her husband had colds. A Buckingham Palace spokesman, though, said she still delivered a holiday message.
On our own, we cannot end wars or wipe out injustice. But the cumulative impact of thousands of small acts of goodness can be bigger than we imagine.
The 90-year-old monarch and her 95-year-old husband, Prince Philip, hosted their annual Christmas lunch with other royal family members, joined by the heir to the throne, Prince Charles, and second in line, Prince William. Meanwhile, at the Vatican, Pope Francis urged Christians to celebrate the birth of Jesus by thinking about the plight of modern children, including those caught in war, famine, and those who were never born.
Pace a chi è stato ferito o ha perso una persona cara a causa di...
Francis also appealed to the faithful not to get caught up in materialism and commercialization of Christmas. Meanwhile, gift cards are a popular present during the holidays here in the U.S., but the National Retail Federation says more than half of consumers plan to give one this year, but they don't always get used. This is VOA.